All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. You talk too much, never saying what's on your mind. It's written on your face and in the words you hide behind. I know what you want. I can see what you're looking for. I know what you want from me. And I'm going to give you more. I'm going to slide it in right to the top. Slide it in. I ain't never going to stop. Slide it in right to the top. I'm going to slide it in, slide it in, slide it in. In, baby. I'm uncomfortable just reading that. Sometimes you seem just like a stranger to me, but all the games you play make it so easy to see. You're looking for love, though you try to deny. The things you put me through tell me what I've got to do to you. And then he goes to the whole slide it in thing again. Third verse. You talk too much. Always he says that twice. You talk too much. You talk too much. Always treating me so unkind. I know what I've got to do to get me some peace of mind. And then he goes into the whole ridiculous I'm going to slide it in thing. You talk too much, so I'm going to slide it in. Tyler says, I'm going to try some of those lines on my wife tonight and see what happens. Yoda World says you have to use the same cadence. Okay, so let's get into the David Coverdale retirement announcement. That's actually not bad. They had some 17-year-old punk make that for them.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters of the snake, a special announcement for you. After 50 years
plus. He looks a reasonably attractive 80-year-old woman.
Of an incredible journey with you, with Deep Purple, with Whitesnake.
Yeah, I would say he looks more like a grandmother than a grandfather.
Jimmy Page. The last few years has been very evident to me that it's time really for me to hang up my rock and roll platform shoes and my skin tight jeans. And as you can see, we've taken care of the lion's wig. But it's time for me to call it a day.
He's sitting in front of all this Whitesnake shit. He's got his collection of his own stuff. I like how he starts by giving his resume.
You dearly. I thank everyone who's assisted and supported me on this incredible journey. All the musicians, the crew, the fans.
This. His voice, his speaking voice is excellent. That he has an excellent speaking voice. He could read Tolkien books.
Fans, the family.
What do you call it? Books on tape.
It's amazing, but it really is time for me to just enjoy my retirement. And I hope you can appreciate that. Once again, I love you with all my heart. Fare thee well.
Oh my God, he made his own goodbye video. All right, I don't know if I want to play this music because I might get a YouTube ticket. Yeah, so this kind of like covers the whole gamut of his career. There he is, young. Okay, all right. I just want to see if he comes back and talks. This is like he died. And then it's got him sitting in a chair all by himself. What's the word I'm looking for here? Is this pretentious? This seems strange to me. Regarding Tyler saying, I'll have to drop some of those lines on my wife tonight and see what happens. Amy says, well, Tyler, are you able to say those words to her face or do you have to text them to her because you're so shy? What a bitch. And then Nick says she's dropping bombs today. She is dropping bombs. Red Bull bring Chris on David Coverdale. He looks like Ricardo Montalban playing Khan in Star Trek II. The Wrath of Khan. 100%. Khan! He's wearing a damn White Snake hoodie. He was. I didn't even notice that. He's wearing his own gear. Red Bull Brain Chris says, well, he's British, so pretentious is expected. Tyler says, my wife had to make the move on me when we met because I was too shy. Oh, that's actually pretty cool. I like that. I like it when, if that were to happen, you know, just some chicks, that's like regularly part of their repertoire. They're like, all right, you know, you get like an aggressive woman who she's just like, all right, it's time, let's go. You know, I always like that. That's outstanding to me. Because it makes you feel wanted. You know, hey, she wants me, man. All right. Anyway, David Coverdale. Congrats, buddy, I guess. But you didn't need to do this. As we continue on, we're back to talking about Trump and the Epstein thing. The headline reads, Epstein discharge petition succeeds. What's next? A lot of us don't know what that means. What is the Epstein discharge petition? Well, I'm going to tell you because I've read this. The House of Representatives has gotten enough signatures on what's known as a discharge petition to force a vote on the House floor regarding the release of files tied to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Let me just say this right to start. It shouldn't be a point of discussion about whether or not files about Jeffrey Epstein should be released. The only reason why there is any haggling about whether or not these files should be released is because of the names that will be mentioned of important people in those files, specifically the President of the United States. That is the only reason why this is happening. Important names will be revealed in all of these files. It's very difficult to think otherwise. Even the most staunch supporters of Donald Trump have to be going, oh boy. And some of you are probably even going, well, he probably is on them, but I hope that they don't release them because then he could be cooked. Now, I don't think ultimately that anything is going to be released. Because, again, it's Trump's football, his field, and he can do whatever the fuck he wants. The attempt to quiet all of this months ago with the random, out of the blue, there is no list. It doesn't exist. It's taken way too long for any of this to be brought to light, and it's still not brought to light. At this point, we have speculation. We have smoke, but no fire yet. But I think there is fire. I really, truly believe that. And based on the email that was released on Wednesday, a lot more people think that as well. But here's what's going on. So don't get in a fight with each other. Just listen before you scream at each other. Ro Khanna, Democrat, California. Thomas Massie, Republican from Kentucky. They've led the measure seeking transparency about who Epstein hung out with, including Trump, who's denied any wrongdoing, and justice for Epstein's victims. Based on what has happened with securing these signatures, House Speaker Mike Johnson will hold a vote allowing all 435 members of the House to decide whether they believe the Justice Department should release the entirety of unclassified communications and documents related to Epstein's dealings, in addition to information regarding his death behind bars. Now, again, to me, this is the second time I've mentioned this in this brief discussion. Why should there be anything keeping these important bits of information from being released? What's at stake that is making this a point of contention? Hello.
Your audio
is
out.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you. How long has it been out?
About a minute or two.
Okay. Thank you, my dear. Okay. I think I have you back. Thank you for the audience members for tipping me off that I had lost my sound. Where did I lose you? And then I'll pick it up from there. Rebecca says, I thought it was my phone. Bull's on parade. He's focused. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I bet this is interesting stuff. Right when you started talking about this. Okay, let me back up. Because I find this to be interesting. And thank you for tipping me off. Here's what's going on. Epstein discharge petition succeeds. Well, what is that? Lawmakers in the House have secured enough signatures on a discharge petition. What is that? It forces a vote on the House floor regarding the release of files tied to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. I find it ridiculous that they have to vote about whether or not to let everybody know about all the shit that they discovered about this psychopath child molester. Why would you want to keep that secret? And the obvious answer to that is because there's very, very powerful people whose names are involved in this. And a lot of people think one of those names is Trump. And I don't know if anything can really take out Trump, but I think ultimately, if it's found out that Trump was involved with this shit, he can't possibly be allowed to be the president anymore, can he? Where does that take the average MAGA supporter if that is found out? Or are you busy? Are you just going to turn a blind eye? Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, Thomas Massie from Kentucky have led the measure. All right. And getting this to happen. Trump denies any wrongdoing. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is going to hold a vote allowing all 435 members of the lower chamber to decide whether they believe the Justice Department should release the entirety of unclassified communications and documents related to Epstein's dealings, in addition to information regarding his death behind bars. Yeah, the American people need to know every single bit of that information. The fact that we don't know it even right now is an absolute tragedy. Now, based on that vote, it looks like that it will pass. Because the support of the Democrats and a handful of Republicans who've broke with the party to back the discharge petition. On the floor, it is possible that more Republicans will vote for the measure. Khanna has predicted that as many as 50 Republicans could back it. But even if the measure passes the House, it's in trouble after that. Then it would have to go to the Senate. This is like passing a law. A total of 60 senators would need to vote in favor of taking up the bill due to the Senate's filibuster rule. That means that if all 47 Democratic senators vote in favor, at least 13 Republicans would need to approve the effort. Unlikely. They won't be able to get 13 GOP senators to vote in favor of that bill. That means that all of those ones that vote not in favor of the bill, they are saying you don't need to know what's going on with you don't need transparency when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein. That's what they're saying there. That's disgusting to me. Backing the legislation would move it to the White House, which it would be an embarrassment, according to this, that Trump will want to avoid. Can you imagine if it's on his desk about releasing the Epstein files? He can veto that, just like a law. Republicans in the Senate in general have deferred to Trump and have not been in a mood to take him on. As controversy swirled over the summer with some in the president's MAGA-aligned base alleging that the administration was hiding information related to Epstein. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he would leave comments about the files up to Department of Justice and to the FBI, passing the buck. Other GOP senators have signaled opposition. To have the legislation actually compel the Justice Department to release the files tied to Epstein, Trump would have to sign a bill once it's approved by the Senate. That's difficult to imagine. He can veto it, a near certainty if it gets to that step, which can be overturned by a 2/3 vote in both the House and the Senate. Some of the supporters of Trump in the Senate are saying the Democrats are trying to bring up the Jeffrey Epstein hoax again because they'll do anything at all to deflect how badly they've done on the shutdown. Okay, if I'm a Democrat, I say, all right, you got me. We did. We did a terrible job on the shutdown. But why in the world would you want this information to not be out there? That's actually Trump writing this on Truth Social in response to the release of the emails. Those emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong, White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt told reporters on Wednesday. No, those emails show that he absolutely had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. My God. What an absolute catastrophe. The set of emails released Wednesday included an allegation from Epstein that the president, quote, knew about the girls. In another email from 2011, Epstein told Ghislaine Maxwell that Trump was, quote, the dog that hasn't barked and spent hours at his house with a victim of his sex trafficking ring. Oh, my God. So Trump is working very hard, no doubt, to try to keep this under wraps. Why are they keeping this silent? What's the big deal? If no one's done anything wrong, you should have no problem with letting this out. I mean, if I'm Trump and they're saying, yeah, you did this, that, and the other thing with young girls, and you didn't, and it's, I would absolutely say, yeah, well, of course, let's get it out in the open. I know I have nothing to fear. I did nothing wrong. Clown of Carnage said both chambers need to overturn the veto. Yes, that's true. Rebecca says every name on the list should be held accountable, and so should every person who's covering it up. And then you've got the rumor that Trump is considering pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell. Nick says the victim was Virginia Giuffre, who said he did nothing under oath. I think you mean she? Is that what you mean? The victim is named Virginia and testified Trump did nothing with the girls. Outstanding. Then you should have no problem. If Epstein is just saying vague things like Trump is the dog who wouldn't bark or whatever, what does that even mean? And, you know, perhaps that people that think that Trump does have something to do with this are considering the fact that Virginia Giuffre, though trafficked and had sex with a lot of old, ugly dudes, she wasn't the only victim. There were other victims that may say something different than the deceased Virginia Giuffre, who tragically took her life. If there was ever anything that needed conspiracy talk, it's this right here. Every twist and turn of this story is ripe for a conspiracy theorist, even down to the passing of Virginia Giuffre. Did she really take her own life? Is it possible something weird could have happened? Is it possible that Jeffrey Epstein did not take his own life? Nick says, agreed. Trump should have no issue releasing it, but I think it is Republican money he's protecting. Well, that's inherently a problem. That is an accessory after the fact. This whole thing stinks. You're right. Trump might not be involved in it. I hope he's not. I hope to God he's not. Because the last thing you want to do, even though half the country, well, less than half the country, does not like Trump. Who wants to deal with this shit? Shmoo Money is back. Says, I bet they release it just in time for midterms next year. You mean like the Justice Department? I honestly don't think this is ever going to see the light of day. I really don't. But it just bothers me to no end that there are people in high places saying the American public does not need to see this. And the question is, why? Give me a reason why. Simple. Why would the American public not? And whatever they say, it's got to pass a sniff test, because the average person is just going to think, well, the answer to why is because they're protecting big names of with big money. This is a goddamn Scooby-Doo mystery is what this is. And I'm here for it. Darko says, this crosses all political lines. It's going to affect dozens of people with tremendous power. That's why the list is not being released. I agree with you 1,000%. Rebecca says, I don't care what political party it impacts. Every single perpetrator needs to be held accountable. They will not. They will not. That is not going to happen. Trump is like, I cannot pardon Ghislaine Maxwell because that'll be too bad. That's like, it's just too much. These people can't take it. They're already about to snap and beat my ass. All right. The Detroit Tigers have the best pitcher in baseball and one of the best of all time. His name is Tarik Skubal, California kid. And he just won baseball's highest award, the Cy Young Award, for the second year in a row. Now, if you're a fan of this baseball team, you're proud of that. This pitcher is up for a contract extension. Like, this current contract is coming to an end. He's got one more year of playing for the Detroit Tigers at whatever rate he is making. And I think he wants close to like $500 million for his next contract. The Tigers, I think they're at about offering him about $250 million. Most experts agree that it's going to wind up being somewhere around $400 million. Did I say thousand? I meant million. He wants $500 million. Tigers want to pay him $250 million. It's probably going to work out to $350 to $400 million when it's all said and done after negotiations and whatever. Either way, it's going to be a historic contract. One way or another, he is going to make a historic amount of money. Now, if you're a fan of this baseball team, you're like, well, this is a no-brainer. Why would you not do this? Why would you not give him the money? And the answer is because the Ilitch family is cheap. This is not Mike Ilitch running the show anymore. This is like the son. And I think he's a little tight with the purse strings. And so there's a chance that this guy could wind up leaving. And I guess the point is, if you're going to be the guy who runs a team that says, yeah, I want to win, but I don't want to win that much. Now, he's not going to come out and say that because then nobody would go to the fucking games. But that's what he's saying to you. Yeah, I want to win, but let's try to win with what with the players that we got. Yeah, I don't want to have to pay for it. So there's a pretty decent chance that the best pitcher in baseball won't be with the Tigers after this baseball season, and maybe sooner. Because the absolute worst thing that can happen is that he plays next year and they do nothing. Then he is free to go as an unrestricted free agent and do whatever he likes on the open market. And if, in fact, that doesn't happen, they would either give him an extension with the money that he wants, but that's probably not going to happen, or they will trade him for more players who will probably be pretty good prospects or good players in and of themselves, but who they eventually won't pay them either. So if you're a fan of the team, you're like, fuck. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Tyler's a big baseball fan, big Tigers fan. He says, Chris Illich is a piece of shit and needs to sell the Tigers and the Red Wings. This dude is tanking these teams with his unwillingness to spend money. You know, the thing an owner is supposed to do. Look, if you can keep the best player in baseball, the best pitcher in baseball, all right, sign him. And then, you know, you're looking at the bottom line. It affects your bottom line, obviously, because you're paying him a king's ransom. What's the problem? That's because he's greedy. He doesn't want to spend the money. He's cheap. What if you figured out a way to actually make more money after you signed him? I mean, what do you want? There's a way to do it. And I don't know what it is off the top of my head. I don't know. Raise ticket prices a little bit. To raise costs of the sponsorships. Rework all those deals to have those signs in the outfield. Hey, we're keeping Tarek Skubal, but everybody's paying more. Donko says, we have some wicked talent in the farm club right now. Trade school and trust in the process. Trade school and trust in the process as trade Skubal. And trust in the process is my opinion. He's worth something. He'll be worthless in a year. Responding to Tyler's comment, Rebecca says this. His dad would be so sad to see the state of the teams right now. Cole says $9.99 hot and readies. Tyler says, fans, if you want to keep Skubal, we need to sell 10 billion hot and readies by the end of the month. Go! Yeah, I'm not buying that. I mean, you got to keep that guy. People are going to be so pissed if this guy leaves. And he has said, by the way, that he loves Detroit. I'm just killing the cough drops today. My throat is killing me. I yelled at the end of my Q100 show, and it fried my voice. After winning his second AL Cy Young, Skubal said this. Contract extension stuff is a little bit different, but trade stuff is out of my control. I've given everything I have to this organization. I want to be a Tiger for a very long time. I love Detroit. Hopefully I'm here. That's where I'm at with all of that. On the surface, that's good news for Tiger fans, according to this writer. That would be Matt Sullivan of the Sporting News. He said he's interested in staying in Detroit and wants to stay for a long time. But there's an important caveat to this comment that he didn't say. Scooble still wants to be paid his dues. The ace will likely land a deal north of $300 million, potentially into the $400 million range. There's been an indication that Detroit is not willing to break the bank for Scooble, which has included the two sides being hundreds of millions of dollars apart in negotiations. I don't get it. If you're in the business of running a baseball team and your ultimate goal is winning the World Series and you already have the best pitcher, the next step is getting more great players to complement that great player or continue to build or sign your other great players that you have. It's not get rid of the good ones. What kind of an asshole are you if you're in the business of having a local sports team and your goal is to go cheap, you dick? Damn it, that is ridiculous. All right. This story. Deployed husband, thank you to, I think it was Tyler who sent this. Guy is like in the military, and he's got a like a camera on the front of his house looking down at the driveway, and he's able to access it either on his mobile device or his whatever computer setup he has wherever he is during his deployment. Well, Mrs. Army guy brought a guy home. And he was asking questions.
Be safe. Yeah,
who is that out there flirting with my wife?
Oh, I'm just an Instacarter, no flirting. She wanted to see my baby.
The wife is in the car, babe.
My wife's in the car.
Oh, I thought this was going to get even more ridiculous. Like, she was going to kiss him. It's not as sinister as I thought it could be. That's great. Who's flirting with my wife? It's the Instacart guy.
Who is that out there flirting with my wife?
Oh, I'm just an Instacarter. No flirting. She wanted to see my baby.
No, the wife is in the car, babe.
My wife's in the car. I took the trash out, though. No good one. I know you're deployed. Thanks for keeping us safe. He said, who's out there flirting with my wife? Hey, say hi, Katie. Military guy. Have a good one. You better
have a good one, brother.
Oh my God. Makes you wonder how many times that's actually happened where it was somebody actually up to no good. That's fantastic. Our nation's military can be out. It can be overseas. I can check in anytime just by looking at the app on the phone. They're shooting people looking at the app. Who the fuck is that? Bam, bam, bam. Did you ever see, what was that one movie where, I think it was with the guy, Jake Gyllenhaal, I think is the actor. And I think the movie was called Jarhead. I'm not 100% sure on that. And the guy gets a package from his significant other, like a male, and it's a videotape of a military movie, like whatever, Platoon, Full Metal Jacket. And so he's overseas in Iraq or whatever. And he's like, hey guys, my wife sent me a movie we can watch. And they're all like, what is it? Well, it's a Full Metal Jacket. Oh, we all love that movie. That's great. Let's all gather around tonight and have a couple of beers and we'll watch Full Metal Jacket. And he goes, yeah, that's a plan. So all these Marines gather around the TV. They're like 20. They're shoulder to shoulder, three deep. And the guys are like, yeah, I'm so happy my wife did this. And he, and then the scene, he puts the video cassette in, and then the film starts, and then they discover that what has happened is, this is a trick, because recorded over the next bit of tape on the movie is the wife having sex with this Marine's best friend. And what happened was the wife, she discovered while he was overseas that he was messing around on her. So her revenge was to, this is horrible, shoot a video of her getting porked by like another guy. It might have been his brother or something. I don't know. I mean, just the most devastating thing in the world. And then recorded it on this tape, knowing full well that he would gather the boys around to watch it. And then that scene pops up where she's announcing, aha, fuck you, I got you. And then the guy just starts crying. I mean, that is horrific. What a visual that was. And it makes me wonder if that actually had ever taken place. If that was based on like a true scenario. Can you imagine? That would make your head explode if you were witness to that. That is fiendish, okay? But I think if I don't know if I'd be able to falter, because that's kind of like out of my playbook. He went low, she went lower. All right? And I think that you got to chalk that up to fair. But then the best part of that scene was they usher the guy away because he's really distraught now. And then the rest of the guys in the group, they go, let's watch it. And they like put it back in. They're like, yeah. It was unbelievable. I think that was Jarhead, wasn't it? It was about snipers in the military. And I think what they go through or something like that is really, really a good movie. I love military movies. Uh-oh. We might be reconnecting. Okay, for a second there, the feed dropped out. I think it's back now. That's good. I think it kind of glitched because it said like reconnecting and then it came back. So let me know in the chat if it is back, but I think it's back. I'm getting numerous reports now. No sound. All right. I'll be back. Hello again, friends. I'm back. And so are you. So, as it goes, when I was wrapping up that story there about that film, Jarhead, I could see on the screen here from my end, something was a little bit wonky. It said reconnecting or something like that. So that meant it wasn't connected for a second, and then it did it on its own. And I think that when it came back, for whatever reason, glitch in the matrix, it then produces what I'm doing right now with no sound. Now, to me, it doesn't sound bad, only to you. So I think I'm good right now. If you are in the chat, please let me know that it has returned, because then I won't. Yeah, I think I'm back. I appreciate that. Yoda whirl. Just like that. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This is a good village. This is a good village. Thank you, village.
Nick says, it's been pretty good lately. Must be all COD streams today. I don't know what that means. Does that mean a new game came out? Call of Duty came out today and all the kids are playing it? Maybe. By the way, this seems to work where, thank you so much to those who have my cell number and then send me texts and call, because otherwise I wouldn't know. Because sometimes I'm not looking at the chat like happened earlier today when I was talking about Trump and Epstein. And I had no idea because I was going off of an article, so I couldn't see the messages saying no sound easy. And for extended time, I was there on a roll, and it took somebody calling me. So thank you. That really does help. So where I live, a guy walked in and he robbed a marijuana dispensary facility, which in Michigan, they're everywhere. I was reading something, by the way, on Reddit, the Grand Rapids subreddit. It was someone who moved in from another state to Michigan, and he indicated that the price of cannabis products in Michigan is remarkably lower than other places that he has purchased cannabis products. Whatever it is, for the gummies or whatever. I guess there is one cannabis place that is known as House of Dank. Where, and there's several of those locations of House of Dank, which that, I mean, I think that might be the greatest name for a cannabis dispensary. House of Dank. This is a free ad for House of Dank. I don't know if I have all the details right, but I think at all of their House of Dank locations, that if you're one of the first 300 customers that arrives every day, you get a free ounce of cannabis. And this one guy on Reddit is like, I don't even smoke. I just consume edibles. He says his house is full of free ounces because he's constantly going there and buying more of the product that he likes. That's outstanding promotion. A free ounce? That's kind of like with the Patreon. I like to give it away free before they decide what to do with their money. But that's even better. I mean, you go in there and buy something, get a free ounce. I don't partake, but if I did, I'd go there. There's always a lot of great names for cannabis facilities. I think, though, that we've gotten past the point of saturation in the industry, especially in Michigan here. I think there have been some shops that have closed down because of the supply is outpacing the demand. So one of the marijuana dispensaries, Knox Cannabis, N-O-X-X, got knocked over. And dude comes in with a sawed off and knocked over the dispensary. This guy's going, I'm a little bit suspicious of his decisions here because he covered up his head with the hat. He's got either long hair or that's part of the disguise. The giant beard, which looks fake, but the eyes and the nose are not concealed. Why not conceal it all? You got to start with a ski mask. His hands are covered. He's trying to cover up the tone of his skin. And I'm not 100% on this, but I think this might be an African-American gentleman. I say that without trying to sound like an asshole, but it kind of looks like a black dude's nose. And his skin tone is mocha. Either that or he's an Italian, like Franco Harris. Looks like he's wearing a straight out of Compton hat, maybe. Not 100%. I see the word "ada." I don't know what that could possibly be. Well, I mean, I do. It could be straight out of Compton. But yeah, this is the guy again. So I think that's a sawed off. Either that or it's just super short. And he robbed the joint just the other day. So people are on the lookout for this guy. And they're saying armed and dangerous. This was on Plainfield north of Leonard in GR in the northeast side of town. 8:30 p.m. the other night, walked in, pointed it at employees. Yeah, it was a straight out of Compton logo. Fake beard and mustache, black coat, blue jeans. In the photos, the suspect is seen wearing a, and so it says all that. It doesn't say that they think it's a black guy. And that's because nowadays, I'm not even kidding you, but it's not good form, supposedly, to either speculate about the race or nationality of someone when it comes to these news stories. You know, like we need the description here. I mean, this appears to be a black guy, or at least a light-skinned brother with a big nose. But I don't usually worry about that stuff because this isn't about saying stupid shit about a person's racist makeup, but more like just getting a description out to get this fucker off the streets so he stops robbing our cannabis facilities. What the fuck? You know what the state of Michigan does with all the money that is raised in cannabis sales? People are moving to Michigan because of our amazing cannabis industry. You asshole. I would think, though, that if you ran a cannabis shop, you'd be armed to the gills. Like, if anybody walked in pointing a sawed off at you, you're just a second away from him turning around and turning the other direction, giving you enough time to draw and blast his ass. Which is 100% acceptable. If someone's pointing a weapon at you, threatening your life, absolutely. Bob with a great point. I'm pretty sure you can't have guns and weed together. Yeah, that might be true. But if that is the case, that's fucking bullshit. And I often wonder what would happen. Let's say that's true, and I don't doubt that it's, and I don't doubt you at all. You're probably right. But let's say you own the cannabis shop and you got your pistola and this cock comes in and then you unload and then you save your own life because you don't know what this guy's going to do. You have no idea. What's actually going to happen to you? Red Bull Brain Chris says you got to have a big fat security guard like in Tulsa King. Scott says that they're strapped at the one on Alpine. Let me find this information out. I wonder if can pot shop owners have guns in Michigan? Complex conflict between state and federal law. Michigan has legalized medicinal and recreational. Michigan law allows individuals to keep a firearm in their home or business for self-defense. The state law does not specifically mention marijuana dispensaries as prohibited premises for carrying a firearm. Well, that's excellent. However, under federal law, marijuana remains an illegal Schedule I controlled substance. And federal law strictly prohibits any person who is an unlawful user or addicted to any controlled substance from shipping, transporting, possessing, or receiving firearms or ammunition. Despite marijuana businesses being legal under Michigan state law, federal law takes precedent in the context of firearm possession. This creates a situation where a pot shop owner, by virtue of their involvement with cannabis, is federally prohibited from possessing a gun. Due to this significant legal conflict, pot shop owners in Michigan who possess firearms face considerable legal risk, including potential federal charges. It is highly advisable to consult with a legal professional experienced in both cannabis and firearms law for guidance on this complex issue. All right. So Scott P. may have outed the one on Alpine, as he says. All right. Before we wrap up with the asshole of the day, if you have a nomination, by all means, leave it in the chat. Today's show is brought to you by Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. If you need a tree cut down, call upon them. 616-828-8225. They'll get rid of your unwanted trees. They'll grind down the stumps. They will get rid of the storm damage after the trees fall. They'll prune your trees for you. They'll assess the risk of the trees if they have any diseases and whatnot with their 3 certified arborists. You can find them at KuiperTreeCare.com or call 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. I would also like to mention my friends over at My Policy Shop Insurance, Frank Fuss, who can help you with anything related to the Affordable Care Act. There's some changes in store, and you need to know what's going on. So if you have your insurance through the marketplace, get a tune-up, if you will, from Frank. His services are free no matter where you are. Reach out to him and book an appointment today by going to his website, appointmentwithfrank.com. Link in the show notes, appointmentwithfrank.com. Finally, today I get my haircut at King's Room Barbershop, and you should too. 3 locations, Northland Drive. They are also in Caledonia, and at 821 44th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Go to kingsroom.net for full schedules, exact locations, and hours of operation, and a haircut is going to set you back $21. At King's Room Barbershop. Tophus is late to the party. Hello, young man. Oh, I screwed that up. It is definitely not 821 44th Street. I'm getting, my business is mixed up. 821 36th Street. Tophus says, you look sick. I don't know. I'll have to freshen up because I'm not. I guess I just look like shit. Totally understandable. The asshole of the day today, great suggestion by Chris for not fucking releasing the Epstein files. Well, that and the Justice Department. I think anybody who slows down the release of those files, anybody who protests on the release of those files, is in fact guilty of this fucking cover-up. Not sorry. That's going to do it for me. Boy, the time just flies. Thank you very much for being part of this show. Check it out on Twitch. Pardon me. Catch it out. Check it out on Patreon later on. patreon.com/Eric Zay. Till next time, have a good one, folks. Thank you and bye-bye.